You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The Chief Justice of the Michigan Supreme Court is calling pay for the court's justices a crisis. Their pay's been frozen since 2002, and if it keeps going the way it is, judges on a lower court, which get annual cost of living allowances, could soon make more than those on the high court. Here to discuss judicial pay and how Michigan goes about deciding who gets a raise are our political commentators. Ken Sikkema, Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants and former Republican Majority Leader in the Michigan State Senate. Vicki Barnett is a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic member of the state legislature. So, Ken, the Supreme Court justices haven't got this raise, as I said, since 2002. No cost of living adjustment, nothing. And that means their salary has steadily fallen because of inflation. How'd that happen?
Well, Lester, I think every once in a while, the outcomes of some public policy decision made years ago become obviously absurd. And this is one situation and one example of that. And back in 2002, a constitutional amendment was adopted by the voters, put on by the legislature, I might add, put on the ballot, that required an affirmative vote of the legislature to approve salary increases for themselves and the Supreme Court and the governor and attorney general and secretary of state and lieutenant governor. And the legislature just has refused to approve any salary increases during that period of time.
But basically, they don't want to tell the voters, yep, I gave myself a pay increase or something like that, right?
Well, yeah, it's just sort of politically untenable. And I happen to believe what was done back in 2002 in retrospect was a mistake. But yeah, the legislature is just reluctant to be on record approving salary increases, and the Supreme Court justices, their salaries become a casualty.
Hey, Vicki, I think a lot of folks would look at this salary. They're making more than $164,000 a year, and they'd be asking, what are they complaining about? But when you compare it to what a high-profile lawyer can make, that's not a lot. And when you compare it to the salaries of other states' Supreme Court justices, Michigan ranks 35th in the nation. So what do you make of this situation?
Problem, but it's a problem, as Ken pointed out, for all of our elected officials that serve that need to have their salaries approved by the legislature. And the problem is we've turned executive pay into a political problem. And no legislator wants to go on record saying, yes, I gave myself a pay increase. And at the same time, they've cut their pay by 10%. They've cut the executive offices by 10%, and they did that in 2010 in response to the economic crash. And then in 2016, they tied the lower court salaries to civil service pay increases and left the Supreme Court alone. So while the pay of lower court judges has been rising, the pay of our Supreme Court judges have not. And we've created a situation that needs an affirmative vote by the legislature, and the legislature decided 2 years ago that they weren't going to give the Supreme Court justices a 6% raise. And it's time that they did get one.
So what happens is the State Officers' Compensation Commission makes a recommendation, and the legislature either says yeah or it just dies. So what is being proposed now is maybe separating this out, one for the Supreme Court justices, one for the state officers, one for the legislators. How do you think the legislature might handle that, Ken?
Well, as you pointed out, the State Officers Compensation Commission is trying to figure out a way to give Supreme Court justices an increase, well-deserved, I might add, but recognizing that they would never be able to get the legislature to increase their own salary. So they're trying to separate the two issues, and they've asked the attorney general for opinion. And I do think if they're allowed to do it constitutionally, then I think the Supreme Court justices probably get the raise adopted by the legislature, as long as the legislature doesn't have to raise their own pay.
Yeah, you mentioned the attorney general. Paul Egan at the Free Press reports that the attorney general's salary is like 36th in the nation, even worse than the Supreme Court justices. So, Vicki, what do you think? Do you think they can get away with separating this into three, and what would the legislature do?
I hope they can get away with separating it into three, and that gives the legislature cover for giving the Supreme Court justices the raise they so deserve. And I'm not sure that the executive branch doesn't deserve a raise as well. And I know that the legislative branch took a 10% pay cut. So it's unfortunate that all of this has become a political football since 2002, when the Officers' Compensation Fund would, prior to the ballot proposal, would propose a salary increase, and it was up to the legislature to affirmatively deny it instead of affirmatively accept it. So it's created this crisis. But then again, other people point out, well, we're not having any trouble finding people to run for these offices. So clearly, compensation isn't an issue. Otherwise, people would stop running. But I would argue that the legislature is getting younger and younger, and some of these people are right out of college or close to it, and are using this as a stepping stone to a higher paid position instead of using it as a professional position to cap off their public service. It's a conundrum.
I think the Chief Justice kind of made the same argument about getting people to run for the Supreme Court. It used to be like the pinnacle of a career, and now it's like, okay, well, this might be a step to a higher pay somewhere else. Is that actually happening, do you think?
Yes, it is happening. We've had several high-profile resignations of justices that have gone back into the private sector.
Yes, I was going to make the same point Vicky just made, that I do think we're in a situation today where, yes, people are leaving the Supreme Court to take more lucrative positions in the private sector or just refusing to be nominated or consider running for the Supreme Court. So I think it's true that, well, you always get people to run for the legislature, you always get people to run for their governor. But I think it's a little different with the Michigan Supreme Court, given what's happened with their compensation. For the record, I do think this is an example of the downside, one of the downsides of constitutional amendments. Over time, in this case, it's not worked, but it's exceedingly difficult to change.
Vicky, you get the last word.
I agree with Ken, and we're going to have to come to grips with this situation sooner rather than later.
Hmm. Vicky Barnett is a former Democratic state legislator. Ken Sikkema is a former Republican state legislator. We need you guys back in office so you can actually fix some of these problems we keep talking about.
You mean the problems
so much,
we created?
Yeah, exactly.
I would so much have loved to serve with Ken Sikkema in the legislature with me. It would have been such a pleasure.
I was not going to bring up that this stuff happened when some of you were in the legislature, but now that Ken's spilled the beans. All right. Thanks, you two.
Okay. Bye. Have a happy Easter or Passover or whatever you celebrate, guys.
Thanks, Lester.